Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to Jim FBR. Thanks for being here with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just the two of us, just you and me. As you know, every week I take a couple of segments and talk about things that are on my mind. And this week, expectations, as it often is, customer expectations. But today, something a little bit different about customer expectations. You know, folks, this is the 18th, count them, 18th edition of my new regular series that focuses on how the marketplace is changing in front of our eyes and what small business owners, you and me, what we can do about it. Recently, placing the placebo group of COVID-19 vaccine study, it's not looking good for normal. So once upon a time, in a land far, far away, only wizards and fairies had magic wands and customer expectations were easy to anticipate. Now come back to the rude reality of post-pandemic 2020, and things here are different. Let me tell you a story that plays out across Main Street markets every day. This one takes place in Peoria. A couple is driving through town when John says, "I'm hungry for pizza." Sue agrees, and she says, "As long as it's pepperoni." What happens in the next 60 seconds is a dramatic example of the difference between doing business today compared to not that long ago, and especially this year. Raising her magic wand, Sue commands pepperoni pizza in Peoria near me, whereupon her virtual pixie, Siri Alexa, dutifully delivers a stack of links. Since Sue turned on her magic GPS, on top of the stack are links to the websites of handy Peoria pizza purveyors. The first link goes to a company that makes fresh sauce and dough every day and has the best prices. The second link is to a restaurant that ships all ingredients in and is more expensive. Touching the first option with her manicured index finger, Sue chooses the website of the homemade ingredients and the best prices. But wait, within 5 seconds, she clicks out of that site before she delivers their advantages. She doesn't know about them. What happened? Well, this business failed what I named the moment of relevance. You may have heard me talk about that before. The moment of relevance. Its website wasn't mobile ready and consequently appeared very small in the very small screen in Sue's hand, in her small hand. Not cool at all. Moving on, Sue selects the next link, which takes her to the pizza company with the shipped-in stuff and higher prices. But this online experience was more relevant to Sue because their offering online fit perfectly in her screen and to her eye. And then, as if with digital pixie dust, the business pulls off the relevance hat trick by allowing their new customer to order a pepperoni pizza, pay for it, schedule it for carside delivery in 20 minutes, and all with the power of Sue's magic wand. And in another layer of relevance, this transaction suits John because now he doesn't have to put on a mask and go inside. He likes that, right? Did you catch that? In addition to their pizza preferences, our story includes a 21st century phenomenon I'm calling expectation conflict. This is when a prospect is balancing multiple expectations around a purchase decision, including an expectation other than the product. For Sue and John, the expectation of a mobile-ready transaction plus the health safety factor conflicted with the immortal value proposition of quality, service, price, all those together equal value. That's the immortal value proposition. Their other expectations conflicted with that expectation. By any classic marketplace measure of meeting pepperoni pizza expectations, put your product or service in here. Don't just think about the pizza company. This is about you too. By any classic measure of meeting customer expectations, the better quality, lower price business has the winning proposition, right? But remember, in an increasingly mobile-centric marketplace, in the middle of an unprecedented health economic shock, things here are different. That value metric, the gold standard for millennia, is being redefined in the 21st century by growing multifaceted digital expectations, and just this year, black swan COVID-19 expectations. So in our story, the digital and pandemic expectations of these pizza prospects combine to conflict with and take priority over the classic pizza value proposition. Here's the scary part of failing the moment of relevance. The losing business, the one with the better products and the better price, the losing business was ruled out without ever knowing the prospect existed. They never had a shot. But a story might as well be a fairy tale unless you have facts to back it up. So consider what's contributing to this evolution of expectations. First is half of the humans on planet Earth, 3.5 billion, use a smartphone every day. In a globally connected marketplace with international consumer payment systems being increasingly ubiquitous, could you use some of those prospects? Well, our team's made several international purchases this year. It happens. In the U.S., 2020 smartphone users totaled 276 million on the way to 290 in 3 years. It's easy math to see that essentially all U.S. adult consumers, not counting millions of businesses, are in that group. How many of these magic wand prospects would it take to drive your growth into double digits? Could you use 20 of them? How about 50? Do you have a shot at John and Sue? Are you mobile ready? Are you doing the things that would make them not have a conflict? That make sure that they whatever it is, whether it be digital or health issues, that they roll right into your business? Are you putting any barriers up there? And here's a stat that puts a finer point on the digital mobile relevance. Over half of all smartphone users, again, that's easy math, over half of that 276 million connect to the internet exclusively on their smartphones. Think about that, folks. Exclusively on their smartphones. Half, 140 million people in America, exclusively on their smartphones. Does your website fit Sue's eye? Here's breaking news. The coronavirus pandemic has contributed to redefining the value proposition by accelerating e-commerce expectations by 5 years. You've been hearing me talk about this acceleration for a number of weeks and months now. And IBM U.S. Index Retail Index study showed that the coronavirus has accelerated e-commerce expectations by 5 years. Meanwhile, the retail sector is off 70%, but e-commerce is up 90%. Think about that, folks. Quick, what's your web developer's email? Today, most prospects shop for what's on their mind before they make contact with a relevant business. Admit it, you do too. So even if you don't offer an e-commerce capability for people to buy from you online, even if you don't offer e-commerce capability, you at least must have a mobile-ready website. This is non-negotiable, my friends. If the losing pizza parlor in our story had a mobile site, Sue would likely have lingered long enough to discover their classic value proposition of wholesome products and low price, which might have intervened in their expectation conflict. See, you got a shot. You can fix this. But at least you got to be able to have a shot. You got to make them stay. In the post-pandemic new regular economy with magic wands and conflicting expectations, customers and prospects are redefining the value proposition. At that moment of relevance, my friend, you got to ask yourself, do I have a shot? Do you have a shot, my friends? Think about it. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Looking out for love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.